Bad news for Tom Brady. It looks like the NFL has upheld his suspension for his role in Deflategate. We have Tom on the phone to talk about it. Thanks for calling in, Tom.
Hey, Mark. You're on speakerphone. I'm here with Giselle, and you're on speakerphone.
Hi there, Mark. Thank you for taking the time to talk to my poor Tommy, who is down in the dumps.
Yep, that's right. Super sad.
Yeah, I got it. So I guess you're having a tough time with the ruling then.
Yep, but it's even more of a bummer that the suspension isn't for the whole season, because it'd be nice to have the time off. But I'm just going to serve my 2-game suspension, and it's back to work on the road, out of the house and away from my family. Such a bummer.
Yeah, but Tom, I thought it was a 4-game suspension.
Oh, man, so upset about my 2-game suspension. But I'm even more upset that it's only 2 games. I mean, this is going to be such a drag, leaving the house, away from my wife and children. 2 games, Mark. Then I have to hit the road. 2 games.
Wait a minute, Tommy. Is it true that it's 4 games instead of 2?
Hey, Giselle, don't you have some scones cooking that you need to go check on?
I don't recall making any scones, but that is a very good idea, Tommy. I will go prepare some delicious scones to cheer you up.
Oh, sounds great. I tell you, I can't get enough scones, and you just... Okay, Mark, you listen, and you listen good. It's 2 games. 2. Then I have to, quote, go back to work. You understand me? I can't take it. This chick doesn't stop talking. And it's always about her day. Do you know what a semi-retired model does every day? Nothing, Mark. Yet she manages to describe her nothing-filled day over the span of 4 to 6 hours. Just when I'm trying to unwind after a long day of actually accomplishing something and contributing to our household. It's never-ending. And I have to get out of this hell hole. Holy cow, Giselle, those scones smell terrific.
It will be my most exquisite batch yet. Which reminds me, did I tell you what happened to me today while I was watching television as our many nannies continue to raise our children for us?
No.
I was sitting and staring at the television.
Like the scones are burning, sweetie.
Oh dear. It will be such a disaster if your raspberry scones are burned, for I anticipate them to be so tasty and decadent, and they will surely cheer you up. Mm-hmm. Good night, Tom and Mark. I'm going to check on the scones.
Okay. And thanks again for doing everything you can to make me... See what I mean? Did you hear her start to tell me what she did today? Spoiler alert, it was nothing. And don't get me started with the kids. Oh, yesterday, one of those little monsters fed one of my Super Bowl rings to the cat, and then he pooped on my away jersey. Just stood over it, squatted, and dropped a deuce. Unreal. And then, when I asked him why he did that, he was like, I'm sorry. The kid can't even pronounce his R's right. God, I hate my life. Just want to get in the car and drive far away and never look at that pan of scones. Wow, they look great. Extremely undercooked, but who am I to complain?
Oh, I hope you enjoy them, Tommy.
Oh, I will. All right, Mark. I'm going to go eat these scones and wash my jersey and listen to whatever comes out of my wife's face hole for the next 4 hours. Yay!
Thanks for calling in, Tom and Giselle.
Okay, bye, Mark.
Each day I weep until I'm dehydrated.